This conversation is powered by Google Illuminate. Check out illuminate.google.com for more. We're diving into the world of workplace safety in Australian retail, a topic crucial for both employee well-being and business success. So what's the concise overview of this critical area?
It's about ensuring a safe and healthy work environment for everyone in retail, you know, complying with all relevant laws and regulations.
Right. So why is this so important for retail specifically? It seems like a pretty general topic, doesn't it?
Well, retail is fast-paced, often involves manual handling, and presents unique hazards like slips, trips, and falls, making proactive safety measures essential.
Okay, I see. What are some of the key components we should be aware of?
Following safety procedures using PPE, hazard identification and reporting, emergency preparedness, and participating in safety consultations are all key.
Let's break down those key components. What does following safety procedures actually entail in a retail setting?
It means adhering to company policies, using equipment correctly, and following instructions from supervisors. It's all about consistent, safe practices, really.
Right. And what about personal protective equipment, or PPE? What kind of things are we talking about?
That depends on the specific job. It could be anything from safety shoes and gloves to high-visibility vests or even respirators, depending on the tiles.
Okay. Hazard identification and reporting sounds crucial. How does that work in practice?
Employees should be trained to identify potential hazards like spills or faulty equipment and report them immediately through the proper channels.
Makes sense. What about emergency preparedness? What kind of training is involved?
This includes knowing evacuation procedures, understanding first aid basics, and knowing how to respond to various emergencies like fires or medical incidents.
Got it. And finally, safety consultations. How do those contribute to a safer workplace?
These are opportunities for employees to voice concerns, contribute ideas, and participate in shaping the workplace safety culture. It's a collaborative approach.
Let's talk key terms. What are some words and phrases people in retail should be familiar with?
Terms like hazard, risk, risk assessment, personal protective equipment, PPE, incident report, emergency procedure, and WHS legislation are all vital.
So understanding WHS legislation is key. Can you elaborate on that?
Yes, it's the work health and safety legislation that sets the legal framework for workplace safety in Australia. Retailers must comply with these laws.
Right. And what about the difference between a hazard and a risk? Many people confuse those.
A hazard is something with the potential to cause harm, while a risk is the likelihood of that harm occurring. Understanding this distinction is crucial for risk management.
Who's typically involved in implementing these workplace health and safety practices?
It's a team effort. Management is responsible for creating and enforcing policies, but all employees have a role to play in identifying hazards and following procedures.
How does workplace health and safety integrate with other aspects of retail operations?
It's not a separate entity. It's woven into every aspect, from stock management and customer service to staff training and scheduling. Safety is paramount.
Okay. Can you give an example of how safety integrates with other retail functions?
Sure. For example, efficient stock management reduces the risk of slips and trips caused by cluttered aisles. Proper training ensures staff handle equipment safely.
What job roles in retail would typically have a strong understanding of workplace health and safety?
Managers, supervisors, and health and safety officers are key, but all employees should have a basic understanding of relevant procedures and their responsibilities.
I see. Is there a specific level of training required for these roles?
Often, yes. Many retail businesses require specific training in WHS, first aid, and emergency response procedures. This training is often mandatory.
And what about the level of knowledge expected of a typical retail employee?
They should know basic safety procedures, how to report hazards, and what to do in an emergency. It's about shared responsibility.
How does this topic relate to areas outside the workplace, like sports, family, and schools?
The principles are transferable. Safe practices, risk assessment, and emergency preparedness are valuable in all aspects of life, promoting a culture of safety everywhere.
That's interesting. Can you elaborate on the connection to family and schools?
Teaching children about safety at home and school reinforces the importance of safe practices, creating a consistent message across different environments.
Right. And what about the connection to sports?
Sports often involve inherent risks, so understanding risk assessment and safety procedures is crucial for injury prevention. It's about minimizing risks and maximizing safety.
Are there any emerging trends or challenges in workplace health and safety in Australian retail?
The increasing use of technology presents both opportunities and challenges. Technology can improve safety, but it also introduces new hazards that need to be addressed.
What are some examples of these new hazards?
Things like automated systems, new equipment, and online safety concerns all require careful consideration and appropriate safety measures.
Okay, what about the impact of legislation changes on retail businesses?
Businesses need to stay updated on changes to WHS legislation and adapt their practices accordingly to maintain compliance. This requires ongoing training and review.
So to summarize, contributing to workplace health and safety in Australian retail is a multifaceted process involving legal compliance, employee training, hazard identification, and a proactive safety culture.
Precisely. It's about creating a safe and productive environment for everyone.
And the principles extend beyond the workplace, impacting various aspects of life.
Absolutely. Safety is a holistic concept.
That was a great discussion. Thanks so much.